Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the dynamic world of business, exploring various aspects including entrepreneurship, management, strategy, and innovation, all while improving your English language skills. Welcome back to Booz News, your trusted podcast for the latest updates on the over 170 years old grocery chain. Today, we bring you a surprising development from the supermarket giant, Booz. The company has decided to remove self-checkout options from their stores, a decision fueled by both executive and customer dissatisfaction. Booz, well known for its exceptional customer service and quality products, now wants to intensify the shopping experience by favoring human interaction over technology-based services. As a result of this move, customers will no longer find self-service checkouts at their local Booz grocery stores. The company plans to redeploy the staff to traditional tills, prioritizing personalized service and the essential human touch. This bold step is a deviation from the growing supermarket trend of self-checkouts, showcasing Booz's commitment to meeting customer preferences and ensuring their satisfaction. So, prepare for friendly faces and personalized service next time you visit a Booz supermarket, as they double down on their belief in human interaction. Remember, shopping at Booz is not just about groceries, it's an experience. Stay tuned to Booz News for more exciting stories and developments. Diageo, the multinational alcoholic beverages company and maker of Guinness, is presently grappling with challenges in the Caribbean and Latin America. These difficulties have prompted a sharp slowdown in business in these regions, significantly impacting Diageo's sales, potential profits, and subsequently causing its share price to tumble. More specifically, the company has issued a warning related to the Latin America and Caribbean markets, attributing the declining growth to these as primary factors. As a result, Diageo's shares witnessed a drastic fall of 15.44%, situating the company at the bottom of London's FTSE 100 index. This announcement has aggravated concerns surrounding the company's profitability in these markets, with expectations of a profit hit and a notably challenging sales environment. Overall, investor and market observer concerns are compounded by significantly dampened profit prospects due to slowing growth in Latin America and the Caribbean. In MicroStrategy News, we bring exciting insights regarding the company's fruitful Bitcoin investments. The bold venture of investing $4.6 billion in Bitcoin has indeed paid dividends for MicroStrategy, with the value of this investment now exceeding $5.77 billion. Complementarily, an unrealized profit over $1 billion has been garnered. This success has significantly buoyed the company's stock performance, boasting an astounding rise of 246% in 2023 alone. Much of this impressive acceleration is attributed to the billion-dollar Bitcoin investment, a strategic decision led by Michael Saylor, MicroStrategy's founder and executive chairman. Saylor's belief and expertise in Bitcoin have been instrumental in positioning MicroStrategy at the forefront of the crypto market. His audacious decision to invest a considerable sum in the world's leading cryptocurrency has yielded enormous financial gains and industry recognition. The success of MicroStrategy illustrates the evolving acceptance and adoption of Bitcoin as a promising investment avenue. With such an extraordinary milestone, it will be intriguing to watch how MicroStrategy utilizes their Bitcoin holdings in their future business decisions and whether other corporations will be prompted to follow their lead. As we conclude this round of MicroStrategy news, we assure ongoing coverage of any upcoming developments, promising to deliver them to you promptly. Stay tuned. In the latest WeWork news, the company's perplexing strategies persist as it plunges into the support of a bankrupt venture. Known for its controversial co-founder Adam Neumann, WeWork has experienced a turbulent evolution, from spectacular ascendance to decline and current resurrection attempts. Coincidentally, David Tolley is slated to replace the flamboyant Neumann, forecasting a fresh and pragmatic approach for the company. Despite recently filing for bankruptcy as a formidable setback, WeWork proceeds undeterred. The company has embarked on a restructuring process aimed at strengthening its capital structure, reducing debt, and assuring business continuity. In a peculiar twist, WeWork's stock soared on its over-the-counter debut, concurrently with the Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection filing. This unforeseen surge manifests investors' enduring faith in WeWork's prospects despite the company's ongoing financial challenges. Further adding to this saga's intrigue, former co-founder Adam Neumann stands to gain $430 million from WeWork's bankruptcy, painting a bewildering yet fascinating picture. This surprising financial gain is yet another twist in the captivating narrative of WeWork and its co-founder. Stay tuned for subsequent updates on WeWork's continuing journey as it navigates its hurdles and seeks to reshape its destiny. In the latest Elon Musk updates, there are several noteworthy developments. Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur, exudes significant optimism with the forthcoming Tesla Model 2, anticipating it will contribute significantly to the overall growth and success of the company. On a different note, Musk recently made a surprising move advocating for Israel's extended support to Gaza. He posits that such a step could undermine the sway Hamas holds, leading to more peaceful coexistence through promoting understanding and compassion. Simultaneously, Musk has launched the five-step improvement process, a framework designed to boost system or process efficacy. This approach provides a structured method to identify and tackle inefficiencies, leading to deliberate overall improvements. Not all the news around Musk is optimistic. Analysts at HSBC have expressed their concerns about Musk's ambitious goals regarding Tesla's timelines. They suspect that achieving some of these goals within the set timeframes may pose significant challenges, forewarning of possible feasibility issues and setbacks in Musk's plan executions. In conclusion, that concludes the latest updates about Elon Musk. Keep an eye out for more news about this inspiring entrepreneur and his pioneering ventures. In our FT News Roundup today, the private equity sector is grappling with inflation and rising interest rates, leading to difficulty in generating returns and meeting target exit multiples. This has created a challenging investment climate for those aiming to inject capital into the private equity domain. In corporate news, Cap Payments has drawn attention due to an unfortunate initial public offering. Anticipations for the payment company's IPO didn't materialize as investor interest waned, and their stock price suffered a steep fall. This incident underscores the inherent risks of IPOs and the volatility of the market. Over in Italy, authorities have initiated an antitrust investigation into a suspected wine bottle cartel, sparked by complaints from vintners about price manipulation not reflecting changes in energy costs. The probe's objective is to identify any potential collusion or anti-competitive practices among wine bottle suppliers. This emphasizes the significance of maintaining fair market practices and safeguarding consumers against potential price-fixing schemes. To recap today's headlines, the business landscape is being shaped by increasing challenges for private equity amid inflation, a disappointing IPO for Cab Payments, and an ongoing antitrust investigation in Italy's wine industry. Stay with us for continued updates on these stories. In the latest NatWest news, there has been a notable development pertaining to the bank's former CEO, Alison Rose. Reports reveal that Rose, who resigned post admitting to discussing the bank accounts of Nigel Farage, a well-known British politician, has forfeited a substantial payout of £7.6 million. This decision was taken by NatWest, who deemed her act of discussing Farage's bank account to be improper behavior for a bank executive. This controversy has significantly marred Rose's reputation and resulted in a considerable financial loss. The closure of Farage's bank accounts was a critical component in this scandal, causing serious reputational damage to both Alison Rose and NatWest. Indeed, this is the main factor that led to Rose stepping down as CEO. The repercussions of this incident have also extended to NatWest, which now faces increased public scrutiny. The significance of the lost payout for Rose and the potential recovery and future of the bank remain to be seen. In the most recent Vince McMahon news, a considerable upheaval has been reported in the sports entertainment sphere. Vince McMahon, credited as the mastermind behind WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, is said to be planning the sale of a significant percentage of his shares in TKO, WWE's parent company. This involves a whopping over $700 million worth of TKO stocks. The most intriguing thing about this development is TKO's background. As a result of the merging of WWE and the renowned mixed martial arts group, Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, TKO encompasses both professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, amping up the relevance of McMahon's decision. While it comes across as McMahon is gearing towards offloading a substantial part of his TKO stake, it's fascinating to observe a different approach by other TKO executives. Reports indicate that these executives are enthusiastically buying the company stocks worth millions of dollars, thereby displaying their assured confidence in the company's future prospects. The real reasons behind McMahon choosing to part with a massive part of his TKO shareholding are yet to be unveiled. While some contend it to be a stratagem to diversify his investment portfolio, others suggest it possibly being connected to McMahon's wider future plans and vision. As always, we vow to stay abreast of this unfolding storyline and promptly deliver the latest updates. So stay tuned for further news on Vince McMahon's evolving story and TKO. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we explored various aspects of business in English, providing valuable insights and tips for success in the ever-evolving world of commerce.